relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
One of the reasons that we started the Manhood Hour here on America First was the sad revelation, at least to my eyes, that a nation I had chosen to be a citizen of, which I believe to have been founded on the principles of rugged individualism, go west, young man, had somehow been revealed to have lost that courageous spirit, that valor upon which it was founded. Why? Because of what I saw as the general reaction to the Wuhan flu, the COVID outbreak, when unelected, diminutive little fascists like Anthony Fauci told millions of Americans across this nation, shut down your business, don't send your children to school. There was some resistance, but not much. A gym owner in New Jersey, a restaurateur in California who said, no, you're not doing that to my family or to my employees. But it wasn't a groundswell. It wasn't a tidal wave of resistance. And my question is, where is that bravery? Where is that valor? Who better to ask than a man who stood up to the tyrants? If you believe in America, you should know his name, Pastor Jack Hibbs. Welcome to the Manhood Hour here on America First.
Sebastian, thank you. I'm honored to be on this.
Well, we have so much to discuss. We have your new book as well, Living in the Daze of Deception, in this case spelled D-A-Z-E. But let's start with, who is Jack Hibbs? How did you get to be a pastor? And then, what made you in the last few years famous, or rather infamous?
I'm going to give you the 30,000-foot view of that. I was born in Coronado, San Diego. I was scheduled to be an abortion. Thank God that failed. And I was raised in a home very much, even though my dad was present in the house, I, being an unwanted child, didn't have much of a relationship with my dad. But having that being the case, I found, Sebastian, my meaning in actually, as a young child, being somewhat violent. I think rejection does that. So being violent, getting in a lot of fights, and finding out that football, for example, sanctioned, it allowed me to do that. And lo and behold, at the age of 19 years old, I had never heard the gospel, never heard the Bible in my life. I happened to hear the gospel being given, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I mean, I believed it, but I was shocked that there was a God in heaven who loved me. That blew my mind. And so on June 20th, 1977, I gave my life to Christ, and all of a sudden my life began to make meaning. As I opened up the pages of the Bible, I found out, and in line with your segment here, that Jesus was a man's man, and that I began to pattern myself the best I could from what the Bible talks about being a man. And lo and behold, it talks about being a man, a single man, a married man, a father, a grandfather, you name it. Turns out that the God of the Bible is the God of the family. And so for me, it transformed my life. Christ transformed my life. That said, having grown up in a Marine Corps home, on top of it, coupled with my understanding of the Bible, I began to appreciate things, Sebastian, that I grew up not appreciating. I began to appreciate a roof over my head. I began to appreciate protection, life, liberty. I began to be excited about American history. And so I dove into my Bible and American history, and I know that sounds anathema today. I guess people would say, oh, you're a Christian nationalist, which is a ridiculous label. I began to love the country that I was born into. And so because of that, my background was in biomedical engineering, and I was doing that for 1.5 decades when I started a Bible study in my neighborhood. And Sebastian, it just exploded to what was yesterday, a gathering of over 15,000 adults. And that started back in 1990. So retired from my job, kept pastoring the church. When Newsom said shut it down, I should preface it. When Trump told us 15 days, let's shut down for 15 days. Remember, Sebastian, we were all thought we were going to drop dead. We saw pictures out of Wuhan where people were laying in the streets dead with their shopping bags. It was a little bit later. Remember, we saw those people later on get up and walk away. But, you know, at first we all thought we were going to die. And then Trump said, give me another 15 days to flatten the curve. At that, having some science background, I began to wonder what's going on here. And when the experts began to argue with the experts, that's when I sent a note to Gavin Newsom. And I said, we're going to have our church be open. Our church is going to be open. And we opened it up. And every 2 weeks for several years, he sent me a letter saying, shut down the church. You're in violation.
And when you say he, was it him? Was it his local minions? Who was it?
It was his Attorney General's Office of California.
Okay.
At the request of the governor. Here's what's beautiful. Our local mayor, who happens to attend our church, as well as the county board of supervisors, said, hey, how are you doing? I said, oh, I'm getting letters from Newsom. They said, did you answer him back? I said, no. I sent a copy to our attorneys. And they said, can you please send us those copies? Do us a favor. Don't open them. Send them to us. We've got your back. And it, honestly, Sebastian, it didn't matter if he sent the California National Guard or the California Highway Patrol. We were going to continue Sundays and Wednesdays teaching and gathering no matter what. Because we, like you, we've picked up on the fact something smells. This is really weird. And so we're not heroes. We just followed the Bible. God turned around and blessed. And the rest has been history. I'm enemy number one in Gavin Newsom's sights because I refused to obey. And so that encouraged other pastors. And we had over 1,000 churches in California open up their doors during the shutdown and go for it. And that's my story.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask you, because I'm intrigued. You said, you know, you found Jesus, a man's man. You found the Bible. You changed your career. Was it just literally, you know, picking up a Bible and reading? Or was there somebody involved? Was there somebody who opened your eyes? Because a lot of people can read the Bible and it doesn't change their lives. So walk us through that transaction or that transformation.
Yeah, the answer is both. Now, let's drop down from 30,000 feet to 10 feet. I was actually driving to a party on a Monday night in Newport Beach, California, where you know about this place. And I was going to go do what I normally did, which we're not going to talk about on your program. And I saw some people, a lot of people, pulling into a church parking lot. I didn't know it was a church parking lot. And so when all the music came to an end, a bunch of young people, a couple thousand people my age, this guy came out and opened up the Bible and started talking about eternity from the Bible. What does the Bible say about forever? Sebastian, I was riveted because I'd never heard this before. I didn't grow up in church life. I was like, what is this book? And so as I listened, he gave the message that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Well, nobody had to beat me with a stick to figure out that I was a sinner. In fact, I was on my way to go sinning. And I was immediately I was busted. And so when he gave at the end of the message, this is what you need to do if you understand that you're a sinner, give your life to Christ. Tell him you are sorry and that you're going to walk with him now. I did that, Sebastian. I didn't feel any goosebumps. I didn't see any lightning bolts. There was no manifestation of some supernatural thing except this one thing. And that was immediately my mind began to change, where the appetites that I had previously, just 2 hours beforehand, immediately was repulsive to me. I knew I couldn't do what I was doing anymore. Wow. And here's the supernatural thing, is that we cannot reform ourselves. I think the Bible's crystal clear. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
So when the Bible says that, what are you going to do with it? Well, frankly, you got to man up. You got to realize, yikes, I can't do this on my own.
I love it.
That's when God...
A perfect theme for our hour. It's time to man up. We're talking to the founder, the pastor at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Follow him at jackhibbs.com and at RealJackHibbs on Twitter. His book, we will be discussing it momentarily, is Living in the Days of Deception. This is America First, the Manhood Hour, with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. If you want prosperity and safety back in this country, you know what you have to do. Fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45, Trump 2024. Get yours and all the other America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com, including the FBI t-shirt. But this one stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. We'll be back with the good pastor after these messages. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That's our mission, and there's a lot of nonsense that we have to deal with. And worse than that, there are those who hate America and your God-given unalienable rights. They assault your religious liberties, your freedom of conscience. And what happens then? Who can you rely upon? Well, this discussion with our good friend, Pastor Jack Hibbs, really highlights the importance of amazing organizations like the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're a person who owns a business and wants to live your life following the precepts of the gospel in your faith, what happens when you're forced to do things against your choice religiously? Well, that's when ADF stands in. They've won over 10 cases in the Supreme Court. They have two there right now concerning the right to life. And they have, of course, defended in the past the Jack the Cake Baker case, when a man was forced to do things that did not comport with his faith. That's why we want you to support ADF, because these are the people who come along to help you when you're in trouble. Please be generous. I know they're lawyers, but these are good lawyers who fight for all of our rights as part of a Judeo-Christian nation. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand with ADF banner, or call in your tax-deductible donation to 855-374-4767. Next time, it could be you, but the fact is, these are all our religious freedoms. 855-374-4767, or just go to sebgorka.com and the Stand with ADF banner. Okay, so let's continue the discussion of how you got to be this infamous pastor. What is your take? Am I being too hard on my fellow Americans when I look at what we did under COVID? Because I saw it in my own community. I saw it in the Catholic Church. It's like when my pastor, when my, you know, my priest says, until recently, I think a month ago, if you don't want to come, the announcement is made before the Mass. If you're too worried to come up for communion, I will come outside to the annex and provide it to you after Mass. And I'm thinking, hang on a second, are we still living in fear? So what is your diagnosis? What happened to faith leaders collectively across our nation?
Wow, you just actually said the word that I was thinking as to what makes the difference. Faith. Now, hear me out. Thankfully, Sebastian, I don't know your priest, so I'm not offending him directly. But this is all of us. Number one, no, you are not being too hard. And in fact, today we still see people wearing masks and people mortified regarding fear. So listen, in the confines of being believers, who are we believers in? Supposed to be God. That same God in the Bible says, I've given you a number of days to live. You don't know them, but I know the very day and the length of your life. Having said that, should we wash our hands before we eat? Yes. Should we cover our mouth before we cough? Yeah. Our moms have been telling them this for thousands of years. But should we abandon culture and lock ourselves in a box? That turns out to be dangerous. And now, there are findings coming out from various universities that are telling us that wearing a mask, when the mask is not being replaced every several hours at the most, we are now inhaling particulates of the mask breaking down, which will result in future lung disorders. Why? Why is this happening? The answer is fear. Jesus said, the Bible says, perfect love, that is God's love, casts out all fear. What are we afraid of? For the believer, if we die, we go to heaven. If we get sick, we're probably going to get better. But we need to trust God. My goodness, Sebastian, how in the world can we take on a looming war or storm the beach of Normandy, so to speak, afraid of a virus that has proven itself now, according to the CDC, to be treated like the flu? No, I think the bottom line is fear. The thing was fear, and it is actually revealed what our foundations are made of.
But how did we get to such a point? Because, okay, any other community, but if there's one nation, I mean, maybe outside of the Scots, who are pretty much a warrior race, if there's one nation that is represented by, you know, individual ruggedness, you know, and pioneer spirit, it should be ours. So why fear in this instance? Was this something that suddenly afflicted our communities and our leaders, or was this brewing over time? What's your diagnosis for how we got to this point where I saw it? I went to another church for Ash Wednesday, and it was stunning. I love the sign of peace because it challenges me. I am not a friendly person, okay? I'm a rather grumpy person in real life. So when I'm forced to shake hands with strangers who just happen to be in the pew behind me or in front of me, it's like, okay, try and be a Christian for at least 30 seconds, Gorka. Then I went to this Ash Wednesday Mass with my wife early morning because, you know, she's a much better Christian than I am. Strange community with a school. And all the kids were there, hundreds of kids in the pews at the front and then all the adults. And the adults in a Catholic church in March refused to shake hands. I wanted to shake hands. Nobody shook hands. And then I turned around and I watched the kids. They had been waiting 40 minutes to shake hands with all their buddies, and they're reaching down the aisle and they're like shaking hands. I thought, oh, thank the good Lord, the kids aren't afraid. It's just the flipping parents. So when did this fear inculcate itself across our adult population?
You know what? For some reason, and look, I may be wrong, so I'll admit that right now. Number one, I think what happened was that people began to actually be so stuck on The news reports, news, constant news bombardment, instead of, wouldn't it have been amazing to turn down or off or limit the news intake and make it equal to maybe reading the Bible, where it says that God will give you perfect peace in the midst of storms, that he says in Psalm 91, if the terror stalks you by day or by night, I will protect you. But we didn't do that as a nation. As a nation, we dialed on to Fauci, and we were so mortified and terrified that we thought we got to stay indoors. And yet, isn't it great, Sebastian, what you just said? Jesus said, for us to become like children, we have to become like children to enter the kingdom of God. Kids don't worry about the mortgage. Kids are not worried about the light bill. And kids don't worry about viruses. You know what? They're out living life and they survive. We should take a lesson from them, because, man, fear does nothing but cause you to die young and die sick along the way.
It's one of the most important passages in the Bible. Right up there with "Come unto me, the little children," and that you must be childlike to enter heaven. We're talking to Pastor Jack Hibbs. He is the author of the new book, Living in the Days of Deception. That's D-A-Z-E. Follow him on his website. Follow him on Twitter at RealJackHibbs and JackHibbs.com. And don't forget to give us a follow as well. I'm on all the social media platforms that matter. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, you name it. You can watch us on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or just get the Salem News Channel app. And for my latest pieces and direct access to me, go to my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. And if you love the Manhood Hour and the third hour of the Deep Dive with great guests like the good pastor, make sure you're subscribed, whichever podcast platform you prefer. Plug me into my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. We'll be back in a moment. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the My Pillow Company continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their products. To get those specials, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98 and king size for $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Did you hear about my story? I told you earlier today I was with our amazing warrior princesses at the Moms for America Gala in Texas at the weekend. And I got a ride with the guys from Patriot Mobile. They are just the best. They love this country. They're Christians. They're conservatives. You want to be part of the fight? You don't have to run for the presidency, but you should run for the local school board. But at least don't fund the left with your cell phone. If you're connected to one of the big cell phone providers, you are funding them every time you make a call, every time you send a text. Why? Because they give millions of dollars to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Why would you fund your enemies? Join the good guys today. It's super easy. Patriot Mobile has the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee, extra discounts for veterans and first responders, free activation with my name. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade, and guess what? They're on your side. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. Join the good guys. Stop funding the enemy. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. It's the Manhood Hour. We are back with the one and only Pastor Jack Hibbs. This is my favorite question. We've been doing this for more than a year now. You said you had a troubled relationship with your father. He was a tough Marine. In that case, all the more interesting, who defined for you what it means to be a man? Who showed, when you say, oh, that's what I want to be, who was it for you, Pastor Hibbs?
Without a doubt, no one comes close. It's actually Jesus in the Bible. The masculinity of Jesus is awesome. He confronted evil. He did not woke out in any way. He dealt with issues. Whatever issues we can deal with in life, it's recorded in the Bible. So, for example, he confronted the religious snobs of his day and just dressed them down with the word of God. Then he turned around and he set at liberty a woman who was caught in the act of adultery because she was so devastated and repentful. He told her that she had new life. Go now and sin or live in that lifestyle no more. The masculinity of Jesus is awesome. He could confront Peter when Peter was being a knucklehead and then at the same time turn right around and open the eyes of a blind man. On top of the fact that he carried his own cross, Jesus Christ is by far the absolute image for me of a man. That is who I seek to be like.
I love that, this idea that Jesus was not woke. He was a man's man, as you said earlier. And something we discussed last week when you first came on, the idea that he's some kind of meek and mild, hit me on the other cheek, peacenik, that's what the secular left would like us to believe. Correct, Pastor?
Oh, absolutely correct. In fact, Sebastian, in the Middle Eastern world, when Jesus said turn the other cheek, it's regarding insults. Listen, it takes a man to do this. It's not weakness. Watch. If somebody insults you, Jesus said, why don't you turn your other cheek and let him insult you again? Because that's not a hill to die on. You can handle that. You're tougher than that. You can take it. But when it comes, for example, protecting your family, listen to this. The Bible says if a man does not protect his own home, he's worse than a non-believer. So this is the awesome balance of God's word. And the truth is he confronted it. And so today I believe, Sebastian, that the key to America is the home. Men deciding right now, watching your program, listening to you, men deciding to be men of God in their home, leading their wives, getting on their knees, praying with their kids at bedtime. Let me tell you something. Those kids will respect him. The wife will fall in love with him again. She'll respect him. And this man will lean on God. Sebastian, I'm telling you, America needs dads and fathers.
Yeah. So the masculinity starts inside the four walls of the home is what you're saying.
100%. Absolute.
All right. The book is Living in the Days of Deception. It's brand new. Get it right now and follow this man also on his websites, on Twitter, jackhibbs.com at realjackhibbs. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Manhood Hour, coming to you live from relieffactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. They voted for Nikki Haley. Do you need more confirmation of just how swampy this city is? Relief Factor, it's real. It works. It is liberating over a million Americans right now from their daily pain. I just happen to be one of them. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Then Relief Factor came to me. I said, okay, I'll give it a try. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free as of January, 5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. Listen to Alicia's story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. Find out today. There's only one way, but relax. It's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Alicia, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Ask yourself just one very simple question. What do I have to lose? If the answer is simply the pain, then you know what to do. Call 1-800, the number for relief, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com.
relieffactor.com. Do it today.
Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, and in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-374-4767 right now, or go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to sebgorka.com or call 855-374-4767 to make your best gift right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's probably one of the many reasons they hate him, because he too is a real man and he's not afraid. His name is Mike Lindell. He talks about God, the Bible, our unalienable rights, and he's a conservative. That's why they want to cancel him. But he is indefatigable. There's a reason why he sold more than 81 million of his MyPillow. Because they are that good. But did you know he's got more than 200 other items on his website, from the MyPillow pet bed that our dogs love? Titus even stole Killian's MyPillow pet bed simply because it's just so comfortable. But whether it's the sheepskin lined slippers, the pajamas, the mattress toppers, the towel sets, the sheets, just stop buying Chinese garbage on Amazon. Go right now to MyPillow.com. Use my name for up to 66% off and free shipping because you're listening to this show. Call them up. Talk to a human being. How lovely is that? 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. But you've got to use the secret code. I think you know what it is. G-O-R-K-A. MyPillow.com, code Gorka. I've never had a guest ever, not on the Manhood Hour or ever, who said in the break, stop being so wimpy. Ask me a really tough question. I thought I was. No, nobody's ever said I'm wimpy before. I'm not holding back at all. No holds barred. We are back with Pastor Jack Hibbs. The book is Living in the Days of Deception. Pastor Hibbs, I try to eschew politics in the Manhood Hour because I think 15 hours of politics a week is enough. But I have this pet theory of mine that I want to test on you, especially after what you did and stood up to the lunatics during COVID and everything else. I really don't understand the level of hatred that those who hate America use against my former boss. And, you know, some of this is personal, because when I was in the White House, I was fine with them attacking me. I get it. I'm a proxy. But when the media came after my wife, when the media came out after my children, including my son, age 18, in an article where they called him a traitor in the headline, I kind of like, what's going on here? Politics is dirty, but trying to put a man in prison for 7 centuries, calling the only president to move our embassy to Jerusalem and recognize that capital an anti-Semite, that's a level of bile-filled hatred I still can't get my head around. And I've got a theory, and it goes to the subject of this hour. He is indisputably masculine, right? He is an alpha male. He doesn't truck weakness. He has no time for weakness. And to those who believe in concepts like toxic masculinity and the patriarchy, he is everything they hate. Do you think there's something to that theory?
100%. So here's the deal. still to this day, when you stop somebody or when you're in a discussion with somebody regarding Trump, what's the problem? Well, I don't like him. Tell me why you don't like him. They actually begin to fall apart. Sebastian, I'm not a spiritual weirdo or anything, but I'll tell you this. There is some power to whereby when somebody hates someone so much and they cannot tell you why, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
I can understand you struggling over somebody who murdered your kid. I get that. But when somebody says, oh, I can't stand the man. Why? Is it his border policy? No, not exactly that. Is it moving the embassy to Jerusalem? I'm not sure. They can't pin it down, which tells me something, that when Trump, in light of my Bible knowledge, guys like Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, Darius, others in the Bible who were these men of other kingdoms, non-Jews, who stood up for the Jewish people, the world hated them for doing it. You've got Trump standing up for the Jewish people, and those who hate the Jews hate Trump. For those who hate America, they've got to shoot somewhere, and so they're shooting at Trump. And he's right. You've heard him. You and I've been there together when he has said, I'm taking this hit because if I don't take it, they're going to shoot you. They're going to come against you. I'm taking the arrows. And it's a fact. It is a spiritual slash worldview idiocy that is permeating. It's as though people are taking stupid pills right now.
All right. I've got the article, the title for my next article, Why They Hate Trump. I think you nailed it. I've talked about this all the time, that he loves America, and that's really the reason. If you hate America, you got to hate the man who loves America. Thank you. Thank you so much for that clarity. Let's drill down on this a little bit. What is it with those who say they're Christian and have issues with this man? I mean, this is a guy who, as they were trying to burn down St. John the Episcopal Church, one block from the White House, where Abraham Lincoln, the emancipator, knelt down to pray before his inauguration. And he stands there holding up a Bible and saying, we will not let you do this. How can somebody say, he's a bad guy, as a Christian?
Mm-hmm. It is a blatant, obvious, magnanimous display of pride, swag, and arrogance. That's who they are. They are literally calling him out when they themselves are filthy with sin. And you hear me right. They don't like him because they can't pin him down. They don't like him when he gravitates toward what is good, what is American. Listen, you played it recently where this woman from Politico says, can you believe it that these nationalist Christians believe that our rights come from God? Oh my gosh, they don't even, those people, listen, they are so ignorant of the truth that Trump, who represents truth, he does. He represents truth and this nation's founding and what made this nation great. They don't love America, Sebastian, and so they've got to remove, they've got to attack the one that represents the very thing that they stand against. And if they get rid of Trump, they're coming after Gorka. If they get after Gorka, they're coming after Hibbs. Yeah. It's the way that they roll. But right. Listen. When you stand up to the bully goes back to the corner. A lot of people don't realize that. Every fourth grader knows. First thing to do on the first day of class is find the bully and deal with him, and the entire class lives at peace the entire rest of the year because the bully was put in his place. Trump is being bullied, but he's pushing back on the bullies, and they don't like it. But I think the American people are going to put those people back in their place come 2024's election in November.
Well, whether it was the jihadis in ISIS, whether it was little Kim in North Korea, whether it was the 300... Wagner Group guys running around Syria. We bloodied their noses. That's how we dealt with bullies. And for 4 years, how interesting, we didn't have any new wars. That was the reality of our time in the White House. The book is Living in Days of Deception. The website is jackhibbs.com. The Twitter account is @RealJackHibbs. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Do you know how patriotic Patriot Mobile is? When the CEO picked me up from our event with Moms for America in his car, I barely fit in it because he had balloons, American red, white, and balloons filling his truck because he was going to an event as the CEO of Patriot Mobile. And he's the guy who's going to decorate the event. That's how much he loves America. So thank you, Glenn, for the ride on Saturday. It was more Texan than Texas. God bless you. You should be part of this family. Don't support the left with your cell phone. Switch today. The only Christian conservative cell phone company in America is Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee, free activation with my name, and extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Switch today. Just call 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka. That's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
The antidote to fake news. America first.
He loves America. He is an alpha male and he wants to save it. Will you stand with him? Will you fly this flag? It says very simply, I stand with 45 Trump 2024. Get yours today at SebGorkaStore.com and check out the t-shirt that sadly you made number one and is more relevant than ever. It says FBI, but this time it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. So much more. All America first. At my store, including all of my books, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. And please support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. All right, that went far too quickly. A fabulous manhood hour with our guest, Pastor Jack Hibbs. Check out his book, Living in Days of Deception. Pastor Hibbs, I see good things happening. You know, the mama bears rising up at the school board meetings. I see America waking up to how great the 4 years of Trump were. And I see, you know, the incredible contributions made by the likes of Jordan Peterson saying, hey, you're a man, you're looking for direction. Well, you know, tidy up your room first. How do we take things to the next direction? How do we take somebody who says, okay, I need to have meaning and purpose. How do we help that 22, 23-year-old young man who's still searching, still searching?
Yeah, number one, duty. They need to be given a duty and a task. Former generations, they had a duty. They had a task. For example, if it was milking cows at 4 a.m. or plowing the fields or going to war at the age of 18, like my dad did. The fact of the matter is they need purpose. And we look around at our world today, our America today, and we see kids that have got their face plugged into these templates, to these phones, to these iPad-type things. We need to be moms and dads and say, listen, we've got something better to do right now. Just set that down for a moment. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out there and we're going to cut down a tree. Or if we don't have a house, we're going to go to the park. We're going to hike up that mountain. We're going to go to that river. We've got to get out to, as John Adams said, get outside to arouse the animal spirit of the man. We need to do this. Why? Because the best thing that can happen to the women of America and wives in America and young girls in America is for young boys and young men and for men to be men, do manly things. That's not chauvinistic.
No.
Go out and find something that brings you purpose. And I'm not putting down golf, but go out and build a fence for the widow that's in your town. Find a need, call the city. They'll tell you that this little lady needs her plumbing fixed. Grab your son and your daughter and go do it. We need to unfollow the media and do it.
Well, I tend to agree with Mark Twain that golf is a good walk ruin. So go out there, find a task, get yourself a duty. As the military says, task and purpose. Arouse the animal spirit of the man so he can be a man. Wow, that was super fun. The book, we'll have to discuss it even more the next time, is Living in the Days of Deception. We've been talking to Pastor Jack Hibbs. Follow him on social media at Real Jack Hibbs and on his website, jackhibbs.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been The Man. Manhood Hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
22-year-old nursing student, I know you've been following this. Lakin Riley in the state of Georgia was murdered allegedly by an undocumented Venezuelan migrant. The suspect had been detained by Border Patrol upon crossing, released with temporary permission to stay in the country. He then went on allegedly to commit crimes twice, once in New York for driving a scooter without a license and once in connection with a shoplifting case in Georgia. Did those states and their law enforcement communicate to the federal government that this had happened? Should this man have been deported?
A few thoughts. First, Margaret, first and foremost, an absolute tragedy, and our hearts break for and our prayers are with the family, number one. Number two, and importantly, as a prosecutor, having prosecuted violent crime and other crimes for 12 years, one individual is responsible for the murder, and that is the murderer. And we work very closely with state and local law enforcement to ensure that individuals who pose a threat to public safety are indeed our highest priority for detention and removal.
But are you saying there that the federal government had been informed about this individual and the alleged crimes he had committed in those states? Because he could have been deported if that was the case. Was there a breakdown in the system?
So, Margaret, there are a number of cities around the country that have varying degrees of cooperation with the immigration authorities. We firmly believe that we firmly believe that if a city is aware of an individual who poses a threat to public safety, then we would request that they provide us with that information so that we can ensure that that individual is detained if the facts so warrant.
That is the cabinet member who is sworn by his oath of office to uphold the American Constitution and by his portfolio as the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, to vouchsafe our sovereignty as a nation and to secure our borders. He was commenting there on the brutal murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, a beautiful young woman, a nursing student, who was out running one morning and so savagely beaten around the head that her skull was caved in by an illegal immigrant who was allowed into this country under the Biden open border policies, arrested for multiple crimes in the Democrat city of New York, and released back onto the streets. In that little clip you heard, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said the only person responsible for that woman's death is the murderer. That is how much they really don't care about you and your family. Because if the border had been secured, that illegal alien wouldn't be here. If he hadn't been released into our nation as a quote-unquote asylum seeker, that woman would be alive. If the federal authorities had been informed by New York, by Alvin Bragg's office of the prosecutor, that they'd arrested an illegal alien and ICE could have removed him as a criminal, that young woman would be alive. She's not, and they don't care. She's dead because of Biden, Mayorkas, and every Democrat who voted for them. Laken Riley's mother has finally spoken out. In the mainstream media, you will not have seen the coverage of her daughter's funeral at the weekend. It was tens of thousands of people, but there was no coverage. And this is what she said, and I will read it in its totality, because you won't hear it anywhere else. As I sat down to write this message, I really just have no words. My family has faced the most devastating, unimaginable loss that anyone could ever be forced to endure. I would like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for being with me and my family during this heartbreaking time. I encourage everyone to have a personal relationship with Jesus. I give him all the glory for getting us through this. It would be really easy to lose our faith in mankind because of this senseless and avoidable tragedy. The amount of love, support, and help that we have received during this horrific nightmare is overwhelming. I cannot believe to tell you all how much we appreciate all of the texts, calls, flowers, meals, groceries, pictures, personal gifts, memorials, gift cards, and donations to Laken's Foundation. We are beyond grateful for everyone who has stepped up to be here for us through this difficult time. The outpouring of love has been so enormous that I felt this was the best way to thank you all in a timely manner. I hope that each and every one of you know how much we love and appreciate all that you have done. We have no words to possibly express our heartfelt gratitude. Please know that every act of kindness has warmed our hearts and brought us joy during our worst nightmare. We appreciate all of the time, effort, and prayers that our family, friends, and community have showered us with to help ease our pain. We love you all and hope that you feel from the bottom of our hearts how much every single thing that has been done for us has meant. I love you all. Please continue to pray for our family as we put one foot in front of the other moving forward. Let's start putting pictures of this beautiful young woman up on the screen. The two words that have gone viral from her mother's message are avoidable tragedy. And it was an avoidable tragedy because an illegal criminal was let into our nation, was arrested and released on his own recognizance, and he decided to kill another Molly Tibbetts, another Kate Steinle, because of the Democrats. And who do the Democrats blame? They truly have no soul. Collectively, there is just a dark hole where a soul should be. The mayor of Athens, where Laken Riley was murdered, tried to blame the last administration and President Trump. Yes, he tried to blame President Trump. Cut 14.
While 2019 was not that long ago, you might remember the dynamic we were living in the late teens in this country, where you had the President of the United States speaking in the most vile terms about people who were foreign born. And you had that notion metastasizing in places like Charlottesville.
God bless the people of Athens who shut him down. What does Charlottesville, what has 2019 got to do with opening our borders and letting that murderer in? What has Donald Trump, the only thing he's got to do with that murder is that it wouldn't have happened if he were still in the White House. This must end. We must secure America. Be politically engaged.
if you're not politically active for the next 8 months, every single day and every single week, there will be more Kate Stileys, more Laken Rileys, more Molly Tibbetts. We must stop those who hate America. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay with us for the next 3 hours. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. And if you want safety back, fly the flag. I stand with 45. Go right now to SebGorkaStore.com and support the president at DonaldJTrump.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.